You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does.
Amen. Wow. The blessings are continuing to roll. So let's put our hands together and give a warm, warm, warm welcome and a shout for Sister Ariel. Wow. Thank you. Amen.
Walk by faith and live by faith. God loves you as you walk by faith. Israel crossed through the Red Sea by faith. Egyptians tried to do the same but failed. Only by faith can you do certain things. Oh yeah. Faith changes everything. Your faith is your secret weapon. So walk by faith and live by faith. Every bad situation is reversible by faith. And every arrow targeted at you can be blocked by faith. Faith will put out every fire. Oh yeah. That is burning in your life. And faith will turn around every situation in your favor. Every mountain can be flattened by faith. Every river shall be crossed by faith. Yeah. All affliction, all suffering, every difficulty can be endured by faith. And every sin is conquered, defeated, and controlled by faith. Great riches can be forsaken for Jesus. Every mission can work by faith. And every wall that keeps you out can be climbed over by the force of faith. Every nation can be won by faith. Every promise can come true by faith. Walk by faith and live by faith. God loves you as you walk by faith. Israel walked through the Red Sea by faith. Egyptians tried to do the same, but failed. Only by faith can you do certain things. Oh yes, faith changes everything. Your faith is your secret weapon. So walk by faith and live by faith. Walk by faith and live by faith. God loves you as you walk by faith. Israel crossed through the Red Sea by faith. Egyptians tried to do the same by faith. Only by faith can you do certain things. Oh yes, faith changes everything. Your faith is your secret weapon. So walk by faith and live by faith. Oh yes, walk by faith, live by faith, love by faith, give by faith, forgive by faith, love by faith. Walk by faith, live by faith. Walk by faith and live by faith. God loves you as you walk by faith. Israel walked through the Red Sea by faith. Egyptians tried to do the same but failed.
Wow. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, we are being blessed. We are being blessed. And our blessings are going to us. Amen. It is time. It is time. It is time. It's time for the moment that we've all been waiting for all week. And we look forward. We build in our hope. We build in our faith, our prayers. Amen. So that we can be edified and fed once again. 1 Corinthians says, look, stand strong in faith. It says, stand strong, stand strong in the faith and be strong. Amen. So our faith is about to be strengthened by the word of God. Amen. We are excited. It's time to be strengthened in faith. Let's welcome. Let's give a stand and a round of applause and a grand welcome for our very own shepherd, our in-house father, Reverend Cujo Orleans Lindsay. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Woo!
Hallelujah! Woo! Woo!
Those who know your name,
those who know your name, woo! Put their trust in you. There is no one.
There is no one faithful God.
So loving and true. Those who know your name. Put their trust in you. There is no other faithful God. So loving and true. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love his name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love his name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other
name means more
to me. What a great day. Put your hands together in praise to the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm always excited to come into the presence of God and especially to be used of God to do his will, to speak to his people.
And tell somebody, we are God's people. We are God. I am God's people. I am God's people. I am. Yeah. Because you are spirit. You see my physical. So the three in one is working also in me. Hallelujah. So I am part of God's people. And I believe that today we come into the presence of God to hear from the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, what I want all of us to do is that whenever you come to the presence of the Lord, there are a few things in this era of COVID. There is a way to enjoy the fellowship to a high standard as though you were actually in church. And there are a few things you need to do. Number one, have an expectation. Okay? Bible says, the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. And the Hebrews 11:6 says that without faith it's impossible to please God. So faith makes you expectant. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. So come with faith and expectation. Number two, believe that God is existent in this fellowship. All right? God is existent in this. He exists. He is part of this fellowship because, I mean, the truth is that he is here. And therefore, come expecting his presence. Come knowing. Dress up. If you can, dress up. I know that you're in the house. Some of you just woke up. But, you know, clean your face. Just when you honor somebody, you even change your presentation when the person is around. When they told Joseph, when he was in prison, that he was about to meet Pharaoh to interpret his dream. Bible says he shaved and he made his face clean. His appearance mattered because of who he was going to meet. So your appearance should matter next time. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All right. Today, if you are not, you know, dressed up and all that kind of, that's all fine. But, you know, let's tell the devil that although he may have kept us in our house, he hasn't kept us from the presence of God. Hallelujah. So you dress up to come that, yeah. You see, so you see, you dressed up. That's a service we are having. Even the background, nothing has changed. Number three is the fact that you must believe. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19, where two and 20, I believe, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. In fact, I start from verse 19 to say that where if two shall agree, if there's a lot, shall agree. As touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of the Father which is in heaven. So come with an agreement spirit. I am, and then it goes on and says, where two or three, because where two or three are gathered, there he is, there I am in the midst of them. So what you want to do is that those of you who have a habit of just using your cell phone to do the Zoom, it's good if that's what you have. Or because cell phone makes you see only four members of the church. Okay, now when you use an iPad, you see 12 people at a time or so. But when you use your laptop to zoom in, you see at least 25 people at a time. Clap for the Lord Jesus. 25 people. Can you show them a screenshot of a 24 seater? That's a laptop. So you see, I hope that you can. But if you can, 25 people at the same time, then you stand to believe in the fellowship of the brethren. Okay? Because then the brethren are in fellowship with you. You can see 25 people at the same time. The devil may have prevented you. Your cell phone alone gave you 4, but the laptop gave you 25 at the same time. So from today, if you have a laptop sitting at home, don't rest it. Put the Zoom through the laptop so that you can actually see 25 people at a time. When you click, you see another 25. You click, you see the next 25. All the people that you haven't seen in a long time because of Corona, now you start to begin to have fellowship with them. And Bible says our fellowship is with the Father and with Jesus Christ, his Son. Hallelujah. So let's have fellowship with one another. Don't just have fellowship with the preaching. Have fellowship with one another. Because the Bible says, there is the power of God. Then he comes in the midst of us. I like it that way. So these days, I don't use cell phone to do Zoom meetings or Zoom fellowship. I use laptop. At the very least, I use a tablet like an iPad so that I can see minimum 12. Okay? So, you know, then scroll through to see, hey, I miss this, my friend. Hey, Sister Lisa, who knows? You may even get a beloved through that. God for the Lord Jesus. Yes. Amen. Ah, you see somebody, Charlie, this is somebody I can marry. Oh, talk to me. You never know. Hallelujah. So it's very important. So you can get to see a lot of people. A lot of people. Now, the last but not the least is that you must participate. You must be a part of the service. After all, Romans chapter 1 and verse 11 says, I long to see you that I may impart unto you spiritual gifts to the end that you may be established. What that means is that you must also, you know, I long to see you. You must be seen. So you must try to turn on your video. Okay, turn on your video. You must be seen. And whoever is admitting people into the service, please try and do it. And so you must be seen. You must be seen. You must be seen. So try and come on video. For some of you, because you just woke up just before the service, so you are not looking so good. You're okay, you can be behind video, but as you prepare, you clean up, your aim must be, I'm going to be on video. I'm going to be on video so that somebody will be blessed. Because somebody wants to fellowship with you, and the pastor, me, I long to see you. Paul said, I long to see you, not just to see your black screen, but I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts to the end that you may be established. So being seen establishes you. It's in your interest to be seen. The other reason why you ought to be seen is that, you know, as we're doing the praise and worship, you see, praise is lifting up and exalting the name of the Lord, so that even people around will be jealous, will see that, wow, you are excited about your God. After all, in Acts chapter 16 and Acts chapter 19, Paul and Silas, when they were in the prison, the Bible says they sang the praises to the hearing of all the prisoners. And that's when the miracles came. And that's why the thunder, the earthquake broke all their chains. Praise breaks your chains in the name of Jesus. Praise breaks your chains. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so I believe that praise will break your chain. Praise. Being part of the praise in a very part of fit manner. You are part. Okay. Then finally, I want to announce to you that, you know, our Zoom, because of security, Zoom company has forced us to now have to admit you. Like what I'm doing, I'm trying to admit somebody. So when you come, it will say that host is about to give you admission or allow you to enter, and it's for your own sake, you know. So have a little patience. When you are there and you are not being, but somebody will just let you in, because we don't want to give you password, because that means you have to type in password. If you forget one, it will go off. So we've decided we're going to give a gatekeeper. It's for our own good, you know. We didn't want to, we've never done it, but Zoom wants us to do it. It's part of the requirements for having Zoom because of security, so that we can't blame them for admitting somebody we didn't want to come in because of all kinds of things, Zoom bombing and things like that. So please, when you come, and this time you don't come in straight and there's a white screen that says somebody will let you in, don't walk away. Somebody will let you in. And those of you who control the gates, entry, try not to wait, get people waiting too much. Let somebody be dedicated. In fact, two people, click, click, click. So we get in as if there is no gate. So we are all doing all this thing for your good, so that you can enjoy a powerful service. Put your hands together for Jesus that we're serving, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So these are things that you ought to know. And I'm sure by now all of you have turned on your video so that we can fellowship one with another. Okay. So you see on the screen something that's there. We're about to admit the person. Where are the admitters? See, now I have to go and admit the person. You see, because somebody is not doing their job. So let them do their job. Somebody, Pastor Richard, somebody should be dedicated to allow people in quickly, in Jesus' name.
Yes,
Reverend. Amen.
Allow them.
All right. Now, let's go on to today's fellowship. Today is, this is our month of honor. Our month of honor. And specifically, we call it Honor Your Prophet. Hallelujah. Honor Your Prophet season. Now, next week, God willing, we are going to have what we call Pastor's Appreciation Day. And we are blessed to have a pastor the founder and father of this church, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Once in a year, we honor our father and founder. And today I'm going to explain to you why people who honor are blessed. Why people who honor are blessed. And the different levels of honor that bring blessing. You know, many of us, we have, God has put some things in our lives that because we disrespected, disregarded, and despised them, we don't benefit from them anymore. Hallelujah. We don't benefit from them anymore because we have not given them the honor due them. The honor due them. Now, some of these things have brought even curses to us because we dishonored people that God brought in our lives to bless us. There are some spouses that do not, some people who don't honor, who don't respect their wives. You know, we don't respect their wives and the counsel and their input into their lives, and they suffer for nothing. See, just over the weekend, you know, Bible says, let me just read a scripture to you. Romans 13 verse 7. Bible says, render therefore to all their dues. Render to all what is due them. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom is due. Fear or reverence to whom reverence is due. And then honor to whom honor is due. Hallelujah. Now, that is what brings the blessing. For example, I went to the, in the hospital, I saw a man with his wife. The man had fallen from a ladder or something, broken his head and things. And then the wife was sitting there in the hospital. Now, as they told me the story, the wife said, oh, even this breaking of the face and things that he's had surgery is a blessing. But it's because when I said certain things, he didn't respond. He didn't honor, he didn't respect what I said. And it's been throughout. The man had suffered from some disease of the colon, caused Crohn's disease for years. You know, more than 10 years. Please, somebody should keep an eye on the screen to admit people in. Because when I see it, my reflex is to admit them. So somebody should do the job. And then finally, because before I go on, pastors and shepherds, please, some of your sheep that are not on, get to the job and call them. I just called one sheep. He was intended waiting for the service and he fell asleep. And he was so grateful. Oh, pastor, thank you for waking me up. So all of the shepherds, go on and see the participating sheep and don't let any of your sheep be left behind. And for those who invited people last week, please, we had such a beautiful International Day service with a lot of people that came. Every one of you who invited somebody, please make sure you invite the person, you bring the person back. This time, because of Zoom, the job I used to do for you, where I would meet them and then encourage them and connect to them, can only be done if you give me the information. All right? So, everybody you invite who comes, I want you to personally send me the information. You know my cell phone number. Or send Sister Ariel or Pastor Richard their contact. We will follow them up. Okay? We will follow them up and then make sure that they come around. You see, somebody is waiting to be admitted, so please admit.
The person okay.
Now, so everybody that you invite who comes, please, I would personally like to have an interaction with the person. Bible says we leave the 99 and we go for the one. All right. So please, church members, together we build the Lord's church. If you have done all the work to bring somebody to the church of the Lord, there's no reason why, because you missed a phone call to me or sent me the contact, the person falls into the world again. So everybody you invited, everybody you brought to church, I would like personally to speak to them or one of the pastors to speak to them. Please send me the contact and you yourself connect with me and let's see how we can help that person to be established. That's what the Lord wants. And Jesus Christ said, of all that you gave me, I lost none. I lost not even one. I'm not interested in losing anybody. I would have lost you by now. But the work we did has kept you here. So please, do the same for anybody that you invite and that you bring. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I was telling you about this story. This patient had a lot of Crohn's disease. He says almost the whole colon had been eaten up to the point where they had surgery and things like that. Okay, so I would like, and then the wife told me that if she had listened to me, if he had listened to me, he wouldn't have needed surgery. His small bowel would not have been cut off. Now he suffers a lot of diarrhea. He suffers a lot of problems. He suffered a lot of malnutrition because the complications that have set in. If he had just listened and respected the counsel of the wife. I have been victim of those circumstances myself. One time my wife told me, oh, you are gastroenterologist. How come you have not had a colonoscopy? And my wife told me, I should go and have a colonoscopy. I said, oh, I'm not 50. Why should I? I'm young. I don't do this. There's no need. He said, but you come to me in the house and tell me you met a young person who got colon cancer. What if you are also harboring polyps? Polyps can be taken out and prevent colon. She said it and said, I brushed it aside. I dishonored her words. Do you know what she did? She went behind me and spoke to my partner or boss in the workplace. And he managed to get me that, hey, if you get colon cancer here, it will be a disgrace to our partnership and our company. What will the patients think? That the person who is supposed to prevent my colon cancer got colon cancer, it won't work. So I was forced to do the colonoscopy 5 years before time, or 6 years. I was waiting till 50. Ladies and gentlemen, I say to the glory of God, I'm saying that give honor to whom honor is due. It can save you a lot. It can bless you a lot. And to the glory of God, when I went to check 5 to 6 years earlier, do you know what they found in my colon? Do you want to know? Should I tell you? Yes. I won't tell you.
Oh, all right.
Let's move on. So, honor is the levels of honor is what they found a big polyp and they took it out. That is what saved your pastor from getting a cancer. Clap for the Lord Jesus. If I had waited 5-6 more years like I wanted to without respecting her words, without honoring the words, God has, Bible says, the weaker vessels must be rather be given due honor. So me, I take that seriously. And I don't know about that. Many times she had told me that sometimes I do not take what she says serious. And it's true. And most men do that. Be very careful. Well, today I'm talking to you about honor. Another example of honor that can hurt you if you don't bring is honor of fathers. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 1, honor thy father and that thy mother, that it may be well. Honor thy father. Ephesians chapter 6, yes. Oh, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Okay. Verse 2 says, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. You see, anytime there's honor, there's promise. That's the first commandment that God brought honor. And he added promise because honor comes with a promise.
Wow.
I'll say it again. Honor comes with a promise. I'll show you. Honor comes with a promise. And that's the first commandment that said honor. And then it came with a promise that it may be well with you and that you may live long on this earth or in this world. That means do not honor, dishonor your parents, and it shall not be well with you, and you will not live long on this earth.
Merci.
Yeah, a classic example, Kobe Bryant, that we all love. One of the things he did, he never honored and always felt that the parents were exploiting him. Well, I'm rich, because I'm rich, you want to take advantage of me. He did not last. Although I love him, I'm sad that he did not honor his parents. Did you ever hear anything in the tributes about the parents? It never happened. You may not have noticed, but they exist. At least the mother does. But somebody like LeBron James, he honors the mother and all the... Kevin Durant, when they gave him the MVP trophy, he said, Mom, you are the real MVP. And he handed over the MVP trophy to the mother. How will he not do well? How will he not live long? Many of you who don't honor your father, your mother, be very careful.
Yes.
Yeah. Another place where honor brings a blessing... is honor your, what's it called? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10 says, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of your increase. Honor brings promise. What is the promise that follows? Verse 10, say, honor is the thing. Promise follows. So shall the promises, your barns will be filled with plenty and your presses shall burst out with new wine. Every thing that every time you honor, there's a promise with it. There's a blessing with it.
Amen.
Honor. So people who tithe, they are honored. Their barns are filled with plenty and their vats burst out with new wine. Various ways. People who do not honor the Lord, they do not tithe. They don't care. And it's like, why should I tithe? When you are tithing, your eyes are on the church. That's why you don't tithe. If your eyes go on the Lord, that you are giving it to the Lord, if the church spends it or the pastor spends it, it's up to him. Then you can take your eyes off the promise. It's not coming from the pastor. It's coming from the Lord. That's when you receive the blessing. That's why I have tithed since my high school days. I mean, college, freshman, up till now. And although I didn't have money, my parents were not in a good financial position, God saw me through, and God has been a blessing to me. My barns are filled with plenty for real and bursting out with fresh wine. That shall be your story in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because you will begin to honor the Lord with your substance, with your tithes. Basic, if you like, don't give. It's okay. But never forget about your tithe, because it will take away your promise. And he said he'll open the windows of heaven. So honor is an entity, is a practice that always has a lot of promise and blessing. Honor has a lot of promise and blessing.
Yes.
Amen. So today, I want you to recognize what we call the levels of honor. Levels of honor. Okay? As we enter into honor your prophet, I want you to understand that in the same way, next week, God, when we are going to honor our prophet, and there's a promise to it. Do you want me to show the promise to you? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 10. Let's go there first. Let's go there. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10 from verse 40. The Bible says, he that receives you receives me. You know, Jesus Christ was talking to the disciples. He had commissioned them from Matthew chapter 10 verse 1 that they should go out and win souls. They should go out and preach the gospel. They should go out. And when they came back, he was now explaining what actually had happened. And he was explaining to you, as you went there in my name. You went there. If you like, read Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. I'm talking about honoring your prophet. When God sends a man of God into your life, what happens? The promises that come to your life, the promises that are honored in your life. Matthew chapter 10, from verse 1. If you like, let's start from there. It says that, and when Jesus Christ had called unto him his 12 disciples, or the pastors who preach, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses. He called them. Then what did he say? Verse 2. Verse 2. Now, the names of these, and he mentioned them, and he sent these. He sent them to go and preach. Now, when he went in, some people didn't receive them, didn't honor them, didn't respect them. Then they were complaining that, you know, we are pastors, but the congregation don't respect us. They don't honor. Then Jesus tried to explain that, don't worry, it is to their disadvantage. So Matthew chapter 10, verse 40, Jesus was explaining that that's the same thing they did it to me. He said that, but he that receives you, receives, he said, he that receives me, verse 40. Okay, he that receives you receives me. Okay, so he was telling the pastor, Jesus is speaking, and brought a pastor, you know, and is Asira around? Is David around? David, come. Oh, Junior, come. Like, Junior is here. Junior has gone, he's gone to preach. And then when he went to preach, people were not receiving. He's a prophet, oh, he's a prophet. But people were not receiving him. His congregation were not honoring him. And then he came to Jesus. And Jesus was complaining. Jesus, man, look, this work is a useless job. It's a thankless job. People don't honor you. People don't respect you. They don't even receive you. They don't even believe that Jesus has sent you. It's like we are walking on our own. And many pastors feel that way. As I'm here, I pray that you believe that the Spirit of God is upon me. And as we go for flow prayer meeting, I pray that you believe the Spirit of God is upon our prophets, so that you can flow accordingly. But he was complaining like every prophet and pastor. And Jesus Christ comforted and said, don't worry. When they have received you, any of the people who receive you have actually received me. So when you see the prophet, you are seeing a representation of Jesus. You are seeing somebody sent by. And when you receive him, you receive Jesus. God bless you. And then he said that, on the other hand, anybody that receives me receives the Father who sends me. Wow. He was telling them that what you are experiencing, I experienced it. I did. That they didn't accept me too. They didn't believe that I was sent from God. So don't worry. They also don't receive you. It is their loss when they don't receive you. If they honor you, it is their gain. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Then he went on. Okay? He went on to the next verse. That's very interesting. Watch the next verse. Verse 41. And it says, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive the prophet's reward. You see the honor that is bringing prophet again, the prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. What does that mean? That you can see this pastor who sent to you. Maybe he's your prophet. Let's say this is Prophet Dag. He sent to you. Say amen. Amen. And then you receive him as a prophet. You will get what a prophet brings. Yeah. You will get what a prophet. If you see him just as a righteous man, you get what every man gets. So some of you come to the flow meeting and you see, oh, it's just a man. Some of you, you see a prophet. Those who see as a prophet get a prophet's reward. Those who see as just a righteous man get a righteous man's reward. Wow. So if I was David, who was one of your congregation, I would like to see you as a prophet. I would like to honor you as a prophet so that I get a prophet's reward. Because a prophet is sent by God and he can only bring gifts and blessings and promises that come from on high. That shall be your story as we honor our prophet coming next week in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And then I like what it says. It goes on to say practical blessing of the Lord. The next verse, it says that he that gives to a prophet a cup, and whosoever shall give unto one of these little ones, he's talking about the prophet who went to preach. You give a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple. That the prophet is somebody who is following Christ and bringing Christ's message. Verily I say unto you, you shall in no wise lose your reward. So don't worry if people don't honor you, prophet. They lose their reward. And the people who honor you, prophet, are blessed. Don't feel bad at all because it's their loss. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Wow. Do you all understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So real honor brings a lot of blessings, reward. So next week, we are going to stipulate. Listen, by the way, it's not by force. You don't have to do it. It's an individual affair. We are not doing it as a church. We're going to be asking you, look, some of you can send a card. You can send a message. You can send some money. However you feel like honoring him. Honor him. Honor him. And let the blessing come to you. I have been so blessed. My background was terrible, but my life is changed ever since I accepted the fact that God has sent a prophet into my life. Why? Because Hosea chapter 12 verse 13 says that by a prophet, God shall deliver Israel from the people of, by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, out of the world. The world is Egypt, out of the devil's world. And by the same prophet, Israel was preserved. God will preserve your life through a prophet in Jesus' name. So, ever since my life was delivered from the world by a prophet, I said, this thing, I'm not going to dishonor any prophet. Any man of God that God sends to my life, I honor the man of God. I honor Bishop Joel very well. I honor Bishop Dad very well. I don't even wait for honor your prophet Sunday to do it. No. It's too far. It's too far. I don't wait for that. Why should I wait? Why should the Lord honest blesses me only once a year? No. Hallelujah. So I'm teaching you something that I don't wait. When my parents were around, I don't wait till it's their birthday to honor them. I honor them all the time. Every month I send them money. Every month I give them gifts. Every month. And I will travel there and I will live there and just serve them. Send them gifts. Let them take things that, you know, my father never came to America, but he wore American gifted things. My mother did. Went to all the kinds of places. Went to World Trade, New York World Trade Center. We took her to the aquarium in Atlanta. We took her CNN Center, the World of Coke. All these things was to honor her. Look at what many of us, we don't honor because of ingratitude. We don't know what our parents have done, what our pastors have done, what our prophets have done, what people in our lives have done, what our bosses have done. So we don't honor them. But today God is teaching you honor, because that is the one thing that there is promise. We don't honor God because we don't appreciate what God has done. That is why we don't give our tithe, to honor him. A tithing is honor, and it comes with a promise. Today, may the Lord deliver you from ingratitude so that you can enjoy the blessings that come from the promises when you honor. Hallelujah. Levels of honor. Levels of honor. The first level, I'm talking about how to benefit from people that God sends into your life that you must honor. The first step is to recognize levels of honor. The first level of honor is to recognize somebody for who he is in your life. Number one, recognize somebody for who they are in your life. The reason why people don't honor is that they don't recognize what they have. They don't recognize. If you recognize your father or your mother as if it wasn't for them, you will not be alive. Definitely you will honor. Definitely you will honor them. I saw my parents as if they were not to. Because my parents were forced. My mother in particular was forced to abort me as a baby. Because when she got pregnant with me, you know, in those days, they were wondering. My grandparents wanted her to marry a very rich guy. And she wanted to marry her age group, somebody that can start life with. They prevented the wedding until she got pregnant, apparently. And when she got pregnant, they were all saying, oh, it's the sugar daddy, that rich man that has impregnated you. Don't say it is this young man. Because that rich man gave my grandparents and things a lot of money. But she insisted, no, that it is my father's child that she's carrying. And then lo and behold, when they said in the confusion, it was almost like, look, just get rid of this baby so that this confusion will go away. But she refused. And she and my father decided, we're going to keep this baby no matter what. And they believe in that the baby will look my father like my father enough so that all the doubts will go away. By the grace of God, I was like a carbon copy of my father. So all the arguments went away. My mother did not get rid of me by an abortion. And look at me standing here. And then I come out. The suffering, even to go through the labor ward, the 9 months of pregnancy, the childhood when I was helpless, to feed me, to clothe me, to take me to school, to pay my fees, all of that. And when I come, I don't recognize her. One person took a wig and smacked the mother's face that you are too much. You think you are the only one who is a mother. That person never did well. So I honor my parents very well. And God has been a blessing, because he says that when you honor them, it shall be well with you. Anybody here, you don't honor your parents, begin to honor them, because otherwise a curse will follow you. Hey. I'll say it again. A curse will follow you. You shall not do well. It shall not be well with you, and you shall not live long.
Mercy.
It's true. I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
Wow. Yeah. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, I believe chapter 10, or chapter... I forgot, but he said that, I do not say this to your shame. Chapter 4, I believe verse 14. I do not say this to your shame, but I warn you as a father warns a son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so all of you, I just want you to honor your parents. But anyway, it's because you don't recognize them that you don't honor them. The same way, because you don't honor a prophet, that is why you don't honor them. The Bible says in Mark chapter 6 from verse 1, and he, Jesus, went from hence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach this in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of Jesus, James, and Joseph, and Judas? We know his brothers and sisters, and Simon. We know his mother. We know he's a carpenter's son. And are not his sisters here with us? Come on. Why do we have to recognize, what do we have to recognize? There's nothing about him. And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country. In other words, a prophet is honored by others, but in his own country, in his own church, in his own home, they don't recognize him. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. Ladies and gentlemen, many people were being healed by Jesus Christ, but his own household, his own brothers and sisters, his own country, man, they didn't believe. So he couldn't do his miracles there. It's because of a lack of recognition. When you don't recognize people, often you don't honor them. If you recognize me, for example, as your pastor, as the one who prays for you, you will suddenly change your attitude. If you recognize your uncle who helped you, or even your big brother who helped you to find a job, as the reason why you are in your job place, you will honor the person. It's a lack of recognition. Bible says in John chapter 1 and verse 11, and Jesus came to his own, and his own received him not. He came to his own, and his own did not recognize him as the Jesus. But Bible says in verse 12, as many as received him, recognized and received him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So the reality is that when you don't recognize in your own place, most people that are in this church, the last time I was surprised to find out that some of our church members were going on some prayer line in some places, and they're sending big monies to some prophets who are there, because we don't recognize what we have in our midst.
Mercy.
Alright? So, as I'm introducing to you next week's Honor Your Prophet Sunday, I am also trying to get you to profit from honoring, and then it will be a blessing to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So recognize. Amen. If you can recognize, it will be a blessing. If you can only recognize, it will be a blessing. Okay? If you can only recognize who the Lord has given, it will be a blessing. So recognize. Recognize who's your father. Recognize who gave you your first job. Recognize who. But here, recognize your prophet. That is why Matthew 10:43, Bible says that if you give a cup of water to one of these my disciples, all in the name of a prophet or my disciple, you shall receive. You will not lose your report.
Amen.
Says if you receive a man in the name of a prophet, it means if you recognize that the man is a prophet. Prophet is the one who says, thus saith the Lord, who speaks the word of God to you, who prophesies over your life, who prays over your life, who makes declarations over your life. Sunday after Sunday, he's praying for us, declaring things in our lives. Many have had miracles.
Yes.
So me, I'm very, very confident telling you so that you can recognize. Because when Jesus was not recognized, people did not accept him and they didn't get blessed. Unbelievers, the only reason why they are not going to heaven is because they have not recognized Jesus Christ as a savior. The day they recognize Jesus Christ as savior, they will also become the children of God.
That's right.
May you recognize the prophet that is in our midst. Come next week. May you recognize with an offering in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Number two, levels of honor. Levels, I'm talking about levels of honor. Somebody say levels.
Level.
Maybe you should read Matthew chapter 23 from verse 37 to 39. Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23, verse 37 to verse 39. This was Jesus Christ telling some people about recognition. And if they don't recognize, they will be desolate as if they didn't have any prophet. Watch this. It says, oh Jerusalem, was telling Israel, oh Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that kill your prophets. You know, there's a way you can kill your prophets without your prophets dying physically. Kill means as if there's no prophet in your life. And you stone them which are sent unto you. It means that you say things. Why are they calling us for flow? Why are they doing this? How often God says, I would have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, but you will not. He said he wanted us to go to the gathering, to the flow services, to get a prophetic declaration. Many of you, tomorrow evening at 10:30, we are going for the flow. Look at this scripture. It says, oh Israel, oh Jerusalem, Oh, first love. Oh, I mean QFC Memphis. I wanted to gather you to towards a prophet for a flow service, but you would not. You want to sleep. Then look at what happened. Verse 38. He said, you didn't come. Behold, because of that, your house is left unto you desolate. There is no gift. There is no effect, impact of a prophet. Yeah. Like my life has changed. Many of you are in the church. As you've listened to the words, as the prayers have come, as you've learned how to pray, as you've studied the word, as you've believed, you've been blessed.
Yes.
Then he concludes again with a blessing that you can have. It says, for I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth until you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. Until you can say that somebody that is sent to you, you recognize that this person is coming in the name of the Lord.
Mm.
That as I'm preaching to you in the name of the Lord. That when we go for flow prayer meeting, the prayer is coming to you as indeed a prayer from the prophet. He's coming in the name of the Lord. Amen. That because the Lord wants to visit you, that is why these prayers have been set up. Because the Lord wants to make some pronouncements about your life. Yeah. It's a recognition thing.
Mm.
It's a recognition thing. That's why when I fail to recognize my wife's instruction or help to go and get the procedure, I could have suffered. Except somebody stood in and made sure that I flowed with it. Hallelujah. So, please, may you recognize that this man is coming in the name of the Lord. May you recognize, even me, that I'm coming in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Your Amen. Attitude towards this service tells. And I'm thankful for your life because you clearly believe that's why you are here. May the Lord give you the prophet's reward in Jesus' name. As you come Sunday after Sunday, as you come Monday evening after Monday, Thursday evening for the flow, may the Lord see your recognition of his presence, that this is coming in. You should say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed. He's a blessed man. He's an anointed man. He's a gifted man with teachings that are relevant to my life.
Mm.
Yeah. My life, my marriage would have been on the rocks if it wasn't for the counsel of my pastors. I recognize who they were. The second level of honor is when you listen. You can listen gladly. Okay. Yeah. So number one, you honor people when you can recognize who they are in your life. You honor people by listening to them gladly. It's a form of honor. It's a level of honor. Mark chapter 12, verse 34 to verse 37. And I just want to just say that even the last verse says that, and the common people heard him gladly. The verse 37. The common people heard Jesus gladly. They recognized him and they heard him gladly. All right. So usually, number one, you recognize the person. And number two, you listen to the person gladly. When you see that somebody is honorable, somebody is a prophet from God. How? This man is from God. When they counsel you, you are glad. I saw a scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 5. It says, you are better off receiving a rebuke from a wise man than receiving flattery and praise or songs from a fool. I'll say it again. It is better to hear, to listen to rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song or praises or flattery, other versions say, of a fool. When you recognize somebody as a prophet, you listen to the person gladly, even if it's a rebuke, even if it's a tough statement. Even the counsel is not in your favor. I've counseled couples that they say, oh, because she likes this one, he likes and doesn't like me. But you, if you're common, if you're humble, the Bible says the common men listen gladly. One of the meaning of common men is people who are humble. People who are simple. People who are humble and can recognize that, oh, this is a blessing. Okay? That is what nearly happened to me. If I had just been common and humble, because I was common and humble and listened to the advice that came from my wife through my boss, it saved me from death. It saved me from cancer. Sometimes a little counsel, a little preaching, you know, a little prayer that you hear from the prophet, It's a sign of recognition. That is why the people that come for flow, it's one of the meanings is that they are not humble. Otherwise, you come and be part of it gladly, not with complaints. I believe that tomorrow the flow prayer meeting will be massively attended by all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, the common man listen gladly. It's a sign of honor. If you honor somebody and you see the person is here and is counseling people or praying for people, you will be there. That is why, because you are here, it's a sign that you even honor the anointing of my life. Because you came. Yeah. And you watch it. The day you stop losing honor, oh, this is who's he, you will not be here. But may the Lord deliver you from that kind of situation in Jesus' name. Number three, the third level of honor is when you change your attitude or behavior towards a person. I told you the example of Joseph. Okay, let me just list them to you because of time. I have only 5 minutes to go, but I believe that whatever I've said will go down well with you. So the next level of honor, okay? The next level of honor is when you can honor with a gift. You can give a gift. You can give a gift to somebody from your heart. Okay, let me put it this way. The next level of is when people give sacrificial gifts to the person they honor. Sacrificial gifts. You know, because I started honoring my father, my mother, I gave. One method of honoring is to give to the person you've honored. I want to honor you. Man, I really respect you. I thank you for what you are. I recognize you are, what a blessing you are in my life. Please, I bought this for you. This shirt that I'm wearing was given by one of church. This one was my wife. The belt I'm wearing, almost everything, including my watch, somebody bought for me and came and said, Pastor, thank you. It is a sign of honor. The shoes I'm wearing now was by one of the church members. Yeah. One of the church members. One person told me, I see you like this kind of shoe, so I bought one for you. I recognize your role in my life. It's an honorable thing. Yeah, I saw that my father liked a certain type of shaving set. I looked for the thing and I bought them. As I was buying them, one of my friends said, oh, is it not too much? After all, it's going to be used in Ghana. I said, excuse me, never say such a thing to me. Never say such a thing. I am doing this as a sacrificial gift to the father who gave birth to me. And you are telling me it's too much. No. One time I was at the airport with my mother. And then we missed the flight. And it was the last flight. And we had gone on a vacation. We're coming from New York City and to Memphis. And I was supposed to preach the following day. So we rearranged everything. And we got a new flight. Early in the morning. Around 7 to get here to preach.
Wow.
Then when we got that, I said we should go to a hotel and rent a hotel. My mother told me that, no, my son, since I came to America, you spent a lot of money. You flew me to New York. You flew me to Atlanta. You've done this. You bought gifts. You bought a ticket for me. Now, if tonight we missed our flight, you are going to rent a hotel again? It's too much money wasted. And my mother told me she will sleep at the airport on the airport chairs. To save me some money.
Oh.
That thing touched me. And I looked at my mother lying there with her cloth, her mama cloth on her. And I told myself, this woman has suffered a lot for me. All this while. She's counseled me. She suffered when I was sick and all that. And today she's lying here. And I thought to myself, would she allow me to sleep at an airport as a child when I was born?
Oh.
Or she would take me somewhere better? I changed my mind. I said, Mama, you don't want to go to the hotel, but I'm renting a great hotel for you. It may be just for a few hours. She said, oh, this is just going to be a few hours. I said, I'm going to do it. And she said no. Then I looked her in the eye and I told her, Mama, I'm doing this for my own mother. When you see your mother, you can let your mother sleep at the airport. But my mother will sleep in a nice hotel, even if it's just for a few hours. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Woo!
My mother will sleep in a good hotel. I didn't even know that was my last year that I was going to see her. She died the following year. And I'm so happy I did it.
Amen.
I'm so happy I did it. parents suffer, but we don't recognize them. Give something special to your father, to your mother. Some of you, you look at your situation rather than look at the suffering. Look at the effort, the sacrifice that your parents make. When I look at Bishop Dark and I see the energy with which he runs a 5 to 8 hour prayer meeting, I who am being prayed for, I'm tired and I want to sleep. He's not tired. I said, this man is sacrificing. And when it comes to a time to give a gift, some of you will say, we pay tithes, we pay offerings, so what is the big deal? You are wrong. You are wrong. Just the same way that some of us say, my mother has a job, my father has a job, so I don't need to send them anything. You are wrong. You need to consistently send them something sacrificially because it's an honor. I'm not satisfying a need that they have. I don't want to wait for them to have toilet roll, toilet paper finished before I say. I don't want them to be put out of their house before I build a house for them. No, I'm not going to wait. And by the way, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
That's right.
You are a parent, you are a child now, but you become a parent soon.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So recognize these things. And as next week we go on to honor your prophet, let all these things be reminders. Have a sacrificial gift in your heart. Have a blessing that will come. Be substantial and sacrificial in your heart. Don't say that, what does he need? Don't say that, what does he need? That is what Judas did. Judas looked at the woman who was pouring oil on Jesus' feet and said, to what is all this waste? It could have been used for something better than pouring it on Jesus, and you're using, what is this? What, Jesus doesn't need any oil. But Jesus said, leave her alone. She has done what she could. She has done this as a memorial for my burial. And everywhere that my gospel is preached, this woman will be recognized.
Amen.
Yeah. May you be recognized as you recognize people. May you be honored as you honor people. As we honor our prophet next Sunday by the grace of God. May God touch your heart to recognize all through these years. After here, this service, you see, he will be praying for us at the communion. It's not something he's even asking for. We want to do it once a year. And I just want to engage you. You don't have to do it, but I needed to let you know. Don't treat prophets the way the Israelites treated Jesus. When they come, let's say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. I can't wait for next Sunday. Prepare something. Prepare a gift. Put in an envelope. Prepare some money. I don't know how we're going to do it, but at least have in your heart. What? I think the last time what we did was we gave like an offering on the honor your prophet, and we gave your amount in LCI space the amount and then space HYP. I'm sure it's going to be the same. I'm not sure. If it changes, I'll let you know. But those of you who don't even have money, write a note. Get a card. We will put you together and tell him we appreciate what you've done. If you had not started a church, we probably would not have a church today. We will not have a good pastor like me. And I think there is I'm not mad. Hallelujah. We will not have had a good preacher like me. That on a Sunday morning, me of all people, you of all people will sit and listen. I was trained by him. I was brought up by him. And ladies and gentlemen, Bible says we should honor those whom honor is due. And next Sunday, God will have a promise for you to fulfill your honor. As you honor, he will bless you. Put your hands together and rise to your feet. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Levels of honor. Recognizing, listening gladly, giving gifts sacrificially. All these things are levels.
Yes.
I couldn't finish, but you can read in the book. Those who honor you. Hallelujah. You know, put your hand on your heart. I want all of us who have treated especially our parents with dishonor to ask the Lord for forgiveness. To ask the Lord for mercy. Tell the Lord. And those of you who keep honoring your parents, tell the Lord, give me the heart to honor my parents. To honor those that honor is due. And in the same light, now that you understand what it means to honor your parents and how it is that you haven't done well by not honoring your parents, use that same spirit and put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, Next week is honor your prophet. I may not understand yet, but now I understand. Give me the grace to honor the man that you sent to set this up. Give me the grace to honor my pastor. That is our pastor. He's my pastor. He's your pastor. The book that I'm preaching from, he wrote it with the scriptures. Those who honor you. Sunday after Sunday. And therefore, join me. Let's honor him. Father, I pray that everybody whose hand is on the heart, touch that heart, transform, change. And the same way, Lord, above all, beyond our prophet, may we learn to honor you week after week, day after day,
amen,
with our substance and everything that we do. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, if you are here, you don't know Jesus as your personal savior, I want to pray for you before you go. Don't walk away. Don't go away at all. Because the prayers that are coming towards you from our prophet will be powerful and will transform you. But before then, if you don't know Jesus as your personal savior, I want to give you this opportunity and pray for you and pray with you so that you surrender your life to Jesus Christ the same way that I surrendered my life, and my life is different. This is your opportunity. Yes. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples when you have love one to another. Keep the word. Keep the love of God. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. You're rejecting him is dishonoring to God, who is giving you. And he said, no, I don't want. Bible says he came to his own received him not. Will you receive him? Let's all receive him. If you want to receive him, lift your hand. And those of us who have received him already, let's pray that God will cause our relationship to be more intimate. Let's pray this prayer. Say, Almighty Father, I come to you just as I am. Please wash me from my sins. I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, who came to die for me, to wash my sins away. And God raised him from the dead. By this faith, I am born again. I am a bona fide child of God. Please fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit and write my name in the book of life and help me to lead a godly life, an honorable life, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
We believe that the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.